A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adunuju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. What are the things that could provoke change in a man's life? The things that will happen, that will initiate the change. Don't forget, every man is responsible for the change of his life. He is the one that will initiate that change. Whatever change you are trusting God for, the responsibility is yours to initiate the change. And nobody changes until he starts thinking. When you start thinking like the prodigal son, you consider the state you are at the moment, vis-a-vis the plan, the purpose of God for your life, and the vision you have for yourself. And if there is no sync between what you are experiencing or where you are and the vision you have for your life or what God has asked and planned for you, then you react and bring about a change. So it starts with thinking. A man who does not think will stink. You have to think. And don't ever forget, great works are product of deep thoughts. You have to think deeply if great things must come out of your life. Thinking. Number two is change of association. A man who is ready for change in his life, who concludes that he is more than what he looks like at the moment and needs a change, has to change his friends. In Proverbs chapter 13 and in verse number 20, the Bible says, "He that walk with wise men shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed." If you walk with wise men, you will become wise. But if you're a companion of fools, you will be destroyed. The Message translation of that verse of scripture says, become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces. Hanging out with fools bring a life into ruins. Don't hang out with fools. Don't walk with fools. Don't relate with fools. If you want your life to change, then you need to change your association. It is important because every man becomes like his friend. You become like the people you relate with. You become like the people you work with. You have to make necessary changes in your life. And to make this change, you have to change your association. When you sit to think, you will realize that there are certain people in your life that are minus, that are deficient and detrimental to your destiny, to your purpose in life. So you have to change such association. Change those people. Stop hanging out with fools. Stop hanging out with people who speak against your dream, people who belittle your dream. Stop hanging out with them. If you want to fulfill your dream, then stop hanging out with people who belittle or who talk down on your dream, who talk you down, who make you feel inferior. People who make you look like a stupid person or like an idiot. People who always brag and make you see your failure all of the time. Stop hanging out with them. These are people who magnify themselves to you and belittle you. Stop hanging out with them. Stop hanging out with people who accommodate all your weaknesses, who help you to cover it up, who pamper your weakness, who tell you what matters does not matter. Stop hanging out with these people. People who will encourage you to do what is bad. Stop hanging out with them. I remember an experience I had while I was in secondary school. The usual youthful exuberance will make us to hang out at the market, eating bread, eating whatever, when we should be at the school assembly. I was hanging out with friends and guys who were older than me and were doing such. We'll buy food and not pay. Of course, I was doing that and I didn't know my other colleagues and mates were doing the same. And so there was this day, I bought food and I did not pay. And I was asking for change. That was my style. I requested for change. But unfortunately for me, the woman said, "You have not paid me." I told her, "I gave you 5 naira. The woman looked at her collection and showed me and said, "Can you see? There is no 5 naira in my collection. You have not paid." And suddenly, a loud and bold voice of an elderly classmate of mine spoke to that elderly woman. "Mama, this boy has given you money. It was the 5 naira he gave to you that you used to give change to the person who gave you 10 naira. And this woman said, "Oh, I am sorry." She gave me my change. So when we left the place, this elderly classmate looked at me and said, Julius, be careful. Let your head be correct. You should have concluded, you should have shadowed. Those were the words he used. You should have shadowed that woman's collection before you name any amount of money. I did not tell him that I was doing such bad thing, but yet he covered me up. He sensed it and he covered for me. He helped me out of that difficult situation. But then I have the voice of the Holy Spirit. I was not born again. It was later that I knew that was the Holy Spirit of God that had been relating and touching and pleading with me even long before I accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. I thought it was something that spoke to me. Many times when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, we say, something just told me. It is not something that just told you. The Holy Spirit is not something. It is the Spirit of God and is God himself. And when you hear his voice asking you to do something good, whether you are good or not, whether you are bad or whether you are the worst sinner, it is an indication that God so much loves you, that God is interested in you, that God has you in mind and is looking for you, just as he looked for Adam when he sinned in the Garden of Eden. So that voice told me, the Holy Spirit, don't forget that if you continue to walk with this older classmate, you will fall into ruins. And so I stylishly withdrew myself from this guy, although he was in my class, but I withdrew myself from him. I had to change that association so that my life would not come to ruin. Dear listener, this happened to me over 30 years ago, but it is still fresh in my mind and in my spirit that I needed to make that adjustment of friends, if I must get to the place that God had in mind for me. I am also saying to you, dear listener, there is the need for you to make changes. Change whoever is not going your direction. Change whoever is encouraging you to sin. Any friend, any person that helps you to sin and to cover your sin, that introduces you to sin, that tells you what is bad does not matter, that tells you God understands, don't worry, everybody is doing it. You need to drop that friend. You need to break that association, that friendship, if you must arrive at your place in destiny. Make that change. Change those friends so you can get to your place. There are friends like Jonadab. Jonadab brought Amnon to ruin. He advised Amnon to do what was bad to his half-sister, Tamar. It wouldn't have crossed the mind of Amnon to rape his sister, his half-sister, but for his friend Jonadab, who taught him how to go about it. Do you have a Jonadab in your life who is teaching you how to perpetrate evil? If you don't want to come to ruin, drop that Jonadab. Drop that man off your life and off your destiny. And I trust that the God of heaven himself will help you as you drop this friend, as you make these changes in your life and in your destiny. Let us pray. I'd like you to receive the grace to make necessary changes. Drop every friend that is not going your direction. I receive the grace to make necessary changes in my life, in my destiny. I drop every friend, every association that is detrimental to my life, to my destiny. I break myself free from such friendship or association today in the name of Jesus. I dissociate myself from any man or any woman that is not going my direction. Any man, any woman that is encouraging me to sin, I break myself free. I receive the grace to break free from that association, from that friendship, no matter what it is given to me. If it is contrary to my purpose and destiny, I break off from such in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to show you who you need to drop from your life, where you need to stop going. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you. Ask him also to show you who should be your friend, who you should relate with if you must be better in life. Sweet Holy Spirit, I ask that you will open my eyes to see. Show me who and who I need to drop from my circle of friends and influence in the name of Jesus. Open my eyes to see. I am too limited in myself. Help me, Spirit of God. Open my eyes to see the man, the woman that will help my life and destiny. Help me to relate. Help me to relate with those people who will help my purpose in life, who will help me fulfill purpose and destiny. Help me to make these my friends. Help me to relate with such people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to talk to God. Lord, I am more than this. Bring me help that will take me to where I belong in life, in the name of Jesus. I am more than this, oh God. I ask for the help. Bring me the help. Send me the help that will take me to where I belong in life and in destiny, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. May the Lord open your eyes to see the man, the woman you should drop from your circle of friends. May the Lord open your eyes to see the person that is a plus to your destiny. And may He give you the grace to befriend such people. I pray in the name that is above all names for grace to break every association, every friendship, every relationship that is detrimental to your vision, to your purpose, to your life, to your destiny. Every relationship that will bring you to ruin or to failure, the grace to break yourself free from such is released to you now. Begin to walk with the wise, and as you walk with the wise, you become a wise man by the help of the Spirit of the living God. I pray that the Lord will bring you into help, help that will bring you to the place that God has destined for your family, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us this Sunday for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral. It's a family Thanksgiving service. We're celebrating with those who were born and those who got married in the month of April. Join us 7:30 a.m. for the School of the Spirit, and by 8:30 a.m. the worship service commences. It promises to be explosive. The Lord bless you as you attend. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are around Olugbueru, join us beside Joannick Filling Station, adjacent Food Co. at Inuke Bus Stop, Olugbueru. Time is 9 a.m. Around Ring Road, join us at number 2 Animal Shown Street, Ajegbe Bus Stop, just before Teju Hospital. Time is 9 a.m. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.